नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्ताय बुद्धले श्रीमती भक्ति विदान स्वामी नमने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी विशेष शून्यवाणी पश्चात श्रे सुतारणी ओम ज्ञान मरंदस्य गणंजन शिवकाय चक्षुर मिलित जैन तस्म श्री गुरु रे नम वंश गौपतु कृप सिंधेव चपति तनम भावने वियो वैष्णवे वियो नमो नमः. This is about the Shishastika prayers. We have, what, 5 days of classes? There are 8 prayers, so we're going to have to double up somewhere along the line. You can do that toward the end, I think. This is the translation of these prayers that's from the last chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. That last chapter is called the Shishastika prayers. It depicts Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting the prayers, and then also naturally these prayers are in Sanskrit, and then he says the same thing in Bengali and kind of gives his own purport in Bengali. Mostly it's just another translation. It's just a translation except toward the last one where it goes on for some pages in Bengali. But there's a purport. So I have to say that in many temples the Shishastika prayers are chanted. People do it in part of the morning program. Sometimes they chant them, which is an earlier translation from Prabhupada. I don't know where it's written down, but it's the one that we all learned. And this is different translation, and it's I prefer it to the earlier one. And here we have the word for word also, which we never used to have. And for me, I have a hard time learning verses when I have, you know, one block of Sanskrit and another block of English, and I don't know how the two fit together, or Bengali, or whatever it may be. So the word for word is very important. And although I was, we all know the Shishastika prayers, and we learned them, and we chanted them, and we recited the Sanskrit and the English, I never had very much appreciation for them until a couple of years ago when I was doing the Kartika Vrata in Vrindavan and was chanting 64 rounds a day, and was really trying to get into cultivating the holy name properly, because I had already been making some study of cultivating the holy name from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Harinam Chintamani and a few other places, what Prabhupada also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I was trying to make a deliberate effort to chant. And then I ran across this little book in a bookstall in Vrindavan Temple, the Shishastika, which is a translation of a commentary, Sri Samudaya Bhasham by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, written in 1886. This is Sarva Bhavana's translation, but really what it is a translation, not of the Sanskrit, but of a Hindi translation, I think by Narayan Maharaj or somebody in that circle. It's an English translation of a Hindi translation of a Sanskrit. Most of the stuff that we get, you know, this also, they're all at one or several removes. I don't know about this one too, probably they all are alike. There's people really don't know Sanskrit that well, and so they have a crib, either Hindi or Bengali. They happen to know Bengali. So we're a little crippled. In this one, I'm really trying to find the original Sanskrit so I can get a translation. And there's another translation of this commentary, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is also supposed to be an English translation of the Narayan Maharaj translation, and it has a lot of stuff in there, and that's obviously not in the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because people feel fairly free to elaborate on things. I'd like to go back to the original. But anyway, good enough, because I got this book and I started reading it, and it really opened up the Shishastika prayers for me and helped me a lot in my chanting. I had this book also, this Bhajana Rahasya, which really goes further in the matter of cultivating the holy name. This book is divided into 8 chapters, which corresponds to the 8 watches of the day, the yamas. Sometimes Krishna has, one way of thinking about Krishna's pastimes is the Astakalya Lila or Astayama Lila. The 24-hour day is divided into conventionally 8 3-hour sections. I guess the English word is watch, 8 watches, starting with the end of night. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, using this number 8, begins by pointing out that the Hare Krishna mantra consists of 8 pairs of names. And then he says the first pair indicates the first verse of the Shishastika prayers. And the second pair of names, the second verse of the Shishastika prayers, and so on. And then, at the end of each chapter, he puts from the Govinda Lilamrita pastimes, corresponding pastimes of the 8 watches of the day. When I read that he said that the 8, each pair of names indicates one verse of the Shishastika prayers, then I started to try. I learned the Shishastika prayers so well that actually I could associate each pair of names with one of the prayers, and by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, also in effect chant the Shishastika prayers. I could call the whole prayer to mind, which I found very useful. Because anyway, what I discovered while I was doing this vrata is that the Shishastika prayers form the mental environment for chanting, and as I said, I never really appreciated so much what was there in this. As I began to appreciate the Shishastika, it also had the nice effect of really increasing my appreciation for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he gave us these Shishastika prayers, and they are quite profound. They also take us through the sequence of steps from Shraddha to Prema. Based on the verse Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Atra Nartamitri Shat, and so on. That verse, you know that verse I'm talking about? Everybody knows that one? You studied that? It also corresponds to those that sequence. So in the beginning, like for example, the first of the Shishastika verse describes Shraddha. I began to appreciate the Shishastika prayers in that way, for their Prabhupada has told us you're supposed to chant with feelings. Well, what feelings? What are where do what? You know, sometimes our feelings are kind of we don't know where they come from, and, but the feelings are here in the Shishastika prayers. So when I say it's the mental, it's not only the intellectual. It's actually all three things: how you should think, feel, and will while you're chanting the holy names. So one of the things that we should do is really get to know the Shishastika prayers very well. So that's why I've given you in this sheet with the verses in Sanskrit, the word for word. And when we study them, one thing we're going to try to do is understand how they all fit together. I mean, the meaning of the words, and so that we can also try to have these in our heads very clearly, so that when you chant the Sanskrit, you know what it means. You don't have to. You chant words you don't understand, and then say the English afterwards. That when you say the word in Sanskrit, you know what. You know what it is. I hope we come to that point. So I want to start. We always begin classes with chanting. This time we're going to chant the Shishastika prayers. We'll just go through them, and we'll chant them responsively. I'll say each line, each pada, each half line. And you can say it after me, okay?
Cheto darpana marajanam bhava mahadha bhagni nirvapanam.
Cheto darpana marajanam bhava mahadha bhagni nirvapanam.
Shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavaddu jivanam.
Shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavaddu jivanam.
Nandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam purnam mrittashvadanam.
Nandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam purnam mrittashvadanam.
Sarvatma snapanam bharam vijayate si krishna sankirtanam.
Sarvatma snapanam bharam vijayate si krishna sankirtanam.
Nam nam makari bahuda nijya sarva shaktis.
Nam nam makari bahuda nijya sarva shaktis.
Tatra pita niyamita smarane nakalaha.
Tatra pita niyamita smarane nakalaha.
Etadrishita vakripa bhagavan mamapi.
Etadrishita vakripa bhagavan mamapi.
Durdaiv midrishamiha janinanuraga.
Durdaiv midrishamiha janinanuraga.
Sinadapi sunichena.
Sinadapi sunichena.
Paro Riva Suhishnuna,
Riva Suhishnuna,
Manina Manadena,
Manina Manadena,
Kirtaniya Sada Harihi,
Kirtaniya Sada Harihi,
Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim,
Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim,
Kavitam Va Jagadish Kamaye,
Kavitam Va Jagadish Kamaye.
Mamma janmani janmanishvare.
Mamma janmani janmanishvare.
Bhavatad bhakti radhai tuki tvai.
Bhavatad bhakti radhai tuki tvai.
Ainanda tanuja kinkaram.
Ainanda tanuja kinkaram.
Utitam mam vishyame bhavam buddhau.
Utitam mam vishyame bhavam buddhau.
Kripaya tava pada pankaja.
Kripaya tava pada pankaja.
Sadrisham vichintaya.
Siddhaduli sadrisham vichintaya.
Nayanam galadasrudaraya.
Nayanam galadasrudaraya.
Vadanam gadgadarudaya gira.
Vadanam gadgadarudaya gira.
Pulakarnichitam vapukkada.
Pulakarnichitam vapukkada.
Tavanama grahine bhavishyati.
Tavanama grahine bhavishyati.
Gaitam nimishena.
Gaitam nimishena.
Shushya Pravrishaitam
Shakshusha Pravrishaitam
Shunyaitam Jagatsarvam
Shunyaitam Jagatsarvam
Govinda Virahename
Govinda Virahename
Aslishya Vapararatam Vinastumam
Aslishya Vapararatam Vinastumam
Adarshanan Marmahatam Karotuva
Adarshanan Marmahatam Karotuva
Yata Tata Va Virdatu Lampato
Yata Tata Va Virdatu Lampato
Prananatastu Sa Eva Napuraha
Prananatastu Sa Eva Napuraha.
Excuse me, this is my little... I have to take a pill once a day and it's juice when it's time. It's made for the elderly, infirm people like me who can't remember. So, let's go back now. Today we'll look at this first text. As I said, this corresponds to Shraddha, the stage of Shraddha or faith. Because what this verse does is it lists seven benedictions that come about through chanting. Now you remember, I hope you'll remember, the definition of faith given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. You know this definition? Yeah.
He says that if you trust the fact that by doing bhakti, all other activities will be taken care of.
Yeah, it's the firm conviction that performing devotional service, automatically all other things will be performed. And then he quotes the verse from the Bhagavatam about pouring water on the root of the tree or giving food to the prana. All the rest of the body or the rest of the tree become nourished. So here, this lists all the good things that happen by chanting, by Sankirtana. Now this verse, of all the verses, this is the most, in the high style of poetics, real high art poetry, kavya, because it rhymes. It's got rhymes in it, which is really super literary to do that. And its structure is that the actual subject of this verse is the last Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. That's the subject. The verb is Vijayate. May there be all victory to Sri Krishna Sankirtan. And everything else are long predicates or adjectival phrases that modify Sankirtan. Is that right? Did I do that right? Mm-hmm. What is that Sankirtan? Well, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. It is that which... So the nice thing is you're in a state of suspension. Say this is the first time you've read this, you're in a state of suspension, you're reading about that which cleanses the mirror of the consciousness, or the heart here, extinguishes the great fire of material existence, so it does all these things. Well, what is it? Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. At the end is Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. That's what does this. So that's the structure of this verse. The first thing it does is Cheto Darpana Marjanam. It cleanses the mirror of the heart or of consciousness of the mind. First thing, first benediction. Second benediction. Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam. It extinguishes the Mahadava Agni, the great forest fire of Bhava here is with material, with a short A is existence, meaning material existence. That's the second thing it does. The third thing it does is Shreya Kairava Chandika Vitaranam. It spreads Chandrika, the moonlight. It is the moonlight which spreads, makes the Kairava. Kairava means the white lotus. There's a lotus flower, or a lily, some people call it a lily, that's white, and it's night blooming. The nature of a lotus flower is at night they close up, and then when the sun hits them, they open up. But there's the night blooming one, they close in the day, and then in the moonlight, they open. There are night blooming, there are other plants that bloom at night. We had this cactus that blooms only at night, once every 100 years or something, and the whole neighborhood once came out to see this thing open up in the moonlight. The newspaper over there to take a picture. So there are nice. So this is this moonlight, the full moon. He calls it the waxing moon. That makes this lotus. And what is the lotus? It's Shreya. You know the word Shreya? It means your ultimate good fortune. There's usually a Shreya and Preya. The temporary goods and the long-term goods. So it causes your ultimate benefit, of all your ultimate good fortune, to open up. So it's like sometimes it's described as the cluster of white lotuses that open up, and then of course their fragrance spreads everywhere. So it brings, it's a very poetic way of saying it brings all good fortune. Vidya Vadu Jivanam. People wonder where this Vadu gets in. Vadu means a woman, particularly a bride or a newly married woman. Here, that newly married woman is metaphorically Vidya. Vidya, transcendental knowledge, is like a young bride, and the holy name is the enlivener, the one who gives life to the young bride, that is to say the groom, her young groom or husband, who makes her enlivened and joyful, arouses her desire and longings and so on. So Vidya comes to life, is aroused to life by this, so there's a conjugal metaphor here with this Vadu. That's there, Vidya Vadu Jivanam. So it is the life and soul of all education, but here the Sanskrit's very compressed. You have to spend time to open it up. Anandam buddhi vardhanam. It increases the ocean of ananda. Prabhupada is talking about this particular feature. He says that in the material world, the oceans stay within their boundaries, but the spiritual ocean is always increasing. We'll go back over each one of these points. I'm just surveying the thing now. So it makes the ocean of spiritual bliss increases, and it keeps on increasing. Pratipadam purnam rittashvadanam, and at every step gives us a taste, ashvadanam, of purnamrita, the full nectar. Uh, And sarvatma snapanam, it gives a cooling effect to everyone. But what it means is it's the total bath of the self. I guess here he says sarva means everyone. For everyone, it is the atma snapanam. It's the bath of the self. Therefore, param, it is transcendental, it is supreme, it is superior to everything else. Let there be victory to Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So these are the benedictions or the blessings that flow from this. Not just Sankirtan, but the victory. Notice this is a prayer for let it be victorious. In other words, let the chanting of the holy names conquer everything else or be victorious. Because you should know the meaning of this word Sankirtan. Now, the usual meaning that we get is that Sankirtan means congregation or chanting. And I believe this meaning is the standard one given by I think it's Jiva Goswami somewhere. He's when many devotees come together and chant, that's San. Because the word San means together. It's the prefix, San means to come together. So many devotees come together and chant, that's Sankirtan. Right? In the Bhakti Siddhartha. Yeah, you want to read it?
They just have this Sanskrit here. Patra cha.
Well, you can translate it for us, can you?
Patra here cha bahuvir militva, by many having come to me.
Mm-hmm.
Kirtanam. Sankirtanam uchite. Kirtanam, when many have come
to me. That's the meaning of Sankirtan. But here, Vishishastika, there's also notes by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he points out another meaning. Sankirtan means complete kirtan. If you're following along, it's page 13. Complete, just like in the word Sanskrit. That which is done completely or to a perfection. So the prefix san also means complete or thorough. So this really indicates that the chanting has to be cultivated to come to that complete stage. Naturally. And so this also, Sankirtan also includes japa. Because japa is especially one arena where we chant the holy names. And we have to chant it correctly. In any case, the holy name is always, although japa is essentially a private act, and in the most proper sense of the term, japa means it's mental chanting. So it's a private act. When we chant our rounds, we are chanting to ourselves. Nevertheless, the holy name is cultivated in association with devotees. So that's also Sankirtan. Then there's Sankirtan when we come together in the temple and chant, that's Sankirtan. We call it Kirtan, but actually that's Sankirtan. When we go outside, that's what we usually call Sankirtan. On the streets, that's Nagar Sankirtan or street Sankirtan. Then, of course, when we distribute books, that's Sankirtan. Or the latest definition is when you collect money. This word has undergone a metamorphosis, so we have to get it back to its original meaning. But when I first became the GBC for Detroit, there were devotees still going and distributing books at the airport. Brajabihari was the leader there of the airport book distributors, and I remember him coming up to the temple president and said, "We want to go out to the airport and distribute books. Can I have a van?" And the temple president said, "No, we need it for Sankirtan." Meaning they were going out to some ball game and selling baseball hats and stickers or something.